President Donald Trump's proposed budget would cut more than half of the Environmental Protection Agency's funding. Among other things, it would nearly eliminate federal dollars to help states upgrade water infrastructure. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that would make it even harder to provide safe drinking water and sanitary sewers to Indiana's rural communities.
That funding goes into low-interest loans to help Indiana utilities pay for water and sewer upgrades, as well as address things like toxic PFAS and lead pipes. Lorian Johnston is with the Alliance of Indiana Rural Water. He says without those loans, water utilities in towns like Winslow and Pike County might have to delay necessary upgrades or significantly raise rates.
When it rains and they have periods of flooding, it inundates the entire wastewater system and leads to compliance issues, leads to the services not being able to function properly.
That can sometimes mean sewage where it shouldn't be. The White House budget proposal says states should fund their own water infrastructure projects, but Johnston says these are essential services, and asking rural Hoosiers to pay for such expensive costs up front is unfair. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
It's not clear how much Congress will adopt from Trump's proposed budget. Johnston says lawmakers have historically preserved water infrastructure funding for states.